Saturday of the second week of ordinary time. The gospel is Mark 3:20-21. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He's out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, in times of Jesus, as it is in many places still today in the world, an individual belonged to a family clan that strongly governed with authority, with responsibilities that the person had to perform, and a whole culture. And so, presumably, by now, Joseph was dead, and so the uncles and the older cousins had responsibility and authority over Jesus. Now they're hearing what is going on. Controversies with the Pharisees, who were very powerful, attracting all the sick people and demoniacs. People were beginning to say, "He is mentally unbalanced. He is performing all these miracles because he's in cohort with demons." And so they're concerned about Jesus, and they think he should come back to Nazareth and mind his business in the carpentry shop before he gets us into trouble. So they set out to bring him home. My dear family, think about that. To follow Jesus is controversial because we are continuing his mission on earth. Peter and Andrew lived in the same house with him, and also they were objects of the same commentaries. That's what you take for being in the community with Jesus. People will say you are also out of your mind. And if we are people pleasers, we will refrain from this radical following of the Lord. Now, it is true that we can get into groups and communities that are imbalanced. But the fact is that if you're following Jesus in a group or community that is authentic, people will say the same thing. So we need discernment. We need to be able to see the difference. Again, following Jesus in an authentic way is controversial, even among Christians today. And so they set out to bring him home, to seize him. It's the same words that are used when they come for him at Gethsemane. They seized him. Now, the condition of Jesus was such that he could not even eat. It was difficult for him to do even the most basic things, to be alone with his disciples, to pray. And all this was a challenge. Sometimes we don't want that in our lives. We want a life more, quote-unquote, normal. So may all this be your meditation today. Do we truly follow Jesus, risking that we can be criticized, risking that we have to really go deeper into the ability to make good discernment? By the way, today is Saint Agnes. She was 12 years old when she was martyred and became a powerful example for all Christians. Are we real? Are we willing to follow the Lord? St. Ambrose, commenting on her life, says, "At 12 years old, a girl might cry if her parents frown at her or if she is pricked by a needle. And yet, she was willing to face the horrors of martyrdom and overcome it with the grace of God." May the Lord give us wisdom, discernment, courage, In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.